your materialism, your financial abilities don't matter. He says there's neither male nor female. In other words, your gender doesn't matter. For we are all one in Christ. In other words, there's a unity. There's not a separation of isolated figures in Christ. We're all one functioning in Christ. He talks to the church in Rome, and he says, you know, hey, we are a body with many members, but we are a body. I think we concentrate on the many members more than we do the body. We are one, and we need to come together as one, and we need to see what society interacts with us through and how it tries to even change the church of Jesus Christ. And I'm not talking about any denomination here. I'm talking about strictly who we are as the body of Christ here, the church of Jesus Christ on this planet, that he has came and become God incarnate and gave his life for us. He was, through his death and through his burial and his resurrection, we have life now. And so we don't have to be alone. We don't have to be single. We don't have to be isolated by our own technology. But we have to understand that we are in a society that propagates that. We are in a society that perpetuates the mentality of the individual, that empowers the individual, that self-deifies, and the individual self-deifies himself many times. Because faith and religion are an individual experience. And you know they are. We each come to Christ individually. You know, Jesus died for each one of us individually. He didn't die for the church. But we are to become one in faith. It's very interesting. In Ephesians chapter 4, Paul says that we are to become one in the unity of faith. We are to be built up into the unity of faith. That's really neat. Because we are all individually loved by Jesus Christ. We all have been bought individually by his blood from our sin and from our shame. But we are to become one in faith. And that means that we are the church. We are the body of Christ. And we must learn how to become that even more in a postmodern society where technology isolates the individual and where the individual values of truth are based in relevancy instead of absolute truth. And so as we look at postmodernism, we see it's a very complex thing, and we know that we can't comprehend it all in one lecture. But we can certainly wrap our arms around it enough to start identifying some of the issues, and then we can deal with them through God's word, through the principles of faith that we know to be true in Jesus Christ, by his words, by his actions, by his deeds, and by those who followed him as his trusted apostles, who basically started the perpetuation of this faith that we now know.